clusters of COVID-19 cases are popping up around the state. In Ingham County, more than 100 cases are linked to a pub in East Lansing. Branch, Lapeer, and Oceana counties are seeing outbreaks among farm workers, and health officials are scrambling to keep these clusters contained. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been reporting on this. Kate, we hear about rising case numbers in Texas, Florida, Arizona. Do the outbreaks here mean that Michigan's on the same track?
No, right now these are very different pictures. You know, places like Texas, you are seeing record high case numbers, record high hospitalizations, really dramatic growth across the board. Michigan, though, it's more like we've got this game of whack-a-mole, you know, where you're trying to catch and contain these different outbreaks. But overall, the state's curve is still down. You know, to put some context on it, at our worst in the spring, we were seeing like 1,700 new cases each day. Right now, it's closer to 300 new cases each day based on a rolling 7-day average. And you got to include in that we are just doing more overall testing.
And Kate, what are the experts looking for from that testing?
The percentage of daily tests that come back positive, because it gives you a broader sense of how much this virus may or may not be in your population overall. The World Health Organization says you want to have that rate below 5%. Right now, Michigan is at about 2.7% of all of our daily tests coming back as positive. Emily Martin is somebody I talked to. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan, and she says, you know, so far, those are encouraging indicators.
We do see that, like, as you see spikes in different areas of the state, local public health has the tools that they need to get in there and respond to things. And what we don't see is a lot of community transmission from completely unknown sources.
So now the focus really is, as we are reopening, as people are doing less social distancing, can we keep these outbreaks that we do have from becoming larger and spreading?
So let's look at Ingham County. There have been two outbreaks there. Do they have those under control?
The first was this small outbreak at the county jail that appears to be contained. The much bigger one that I'm sure you've heard about already was at this restaurant and bar in East Lansing, Harper's, where a bunch of young people got together, partied. They did not social distance. And then those people left and got together with more people. And now the outbreak has spread way beyond just that one county. Linda Vale is the health officer for Ingham County, and she says it is stretching the health department that needs to do contact tracing for everybody who's involved.
You know, our staff are scrambling once again to keep up with basically a number of cases per day that's as high as we've seen during this entire period of time, which is shocking.
And Kate, on top of that, there are other clusters, as we mentioned. Where are they specifically, and are they being contained?
There are these little hotspots that sort of pop up. The state says it's seen cases in Bay County. There were some related to farming in places like Lapeer, Branch, Oceana County, small clusters even up north. And it is important to remember here that when we talk about hotspots, though, we can still be talking about a relatively small number of cases. You know, these are places that didn't have a lot of cases to begin with. So increases can even be small handfuls, like 8 or so cases, but they look like a big increase, relatively speaking. The bad news, though, is that those numbers are likely to go up as we get into the fall. You know, as people go back to school, as they're inside, it's easier for the virus to spread. So every health department or expert that I talked to said, even though right now it looks like we're sort of been able to contain these, their big concern is looking ahead to the fall.
Kate, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.